You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Saving money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
You have great teeth, by the way.
Thank you. I had braces. I have like permanent brace in here, like behind. Safe. You know,
a lot of people need that.
Yeah.
I just got fake teeth. No.
You just got fake teeth. Like everyone else in Jersey, right?
I mean, it's just easier. Like I did I did Invisalign for 4 years.
This is the home of fuck. You can say fuck.
Okay. Well, so you're gonna learn. I mean, my 2.5-year-old daughter says it like in the correct context. So
okay, yeah.
I don't even remember what we were talking about. Yeah, I did Invisalign for 4 years. And okay. I'm like, forget it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get into all that.
Yeah. Hey guys, welcome back to the B List. I'm B, and I am joined by a special guest here today. It's her first time. But we've met before.
Yes, we have.
It's Rachel Fuda. She's one of the newest Real Housewives of New Jersey for season 13. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. We met through...
happy to be here.
Margaret, I think, and March Senior, yes. And all of them. Yeah.
Oh, that event was fun.
We were getting, yeah, like I had like, a lot of wine.
It was a good time. Listen, I think, you know, any of those events that like Page Six puts on is always get something juicy out of it, you know?
Are you doing any coming up or like anything for them? Page Six?
No, not for, I don't have anything on for Page Six. I just did a thing with Evan and Danny for like, you know, press for the show and stuff. I love talking to them. I love it.
Yeah.
They have such good energy and like
Evan Real. Yeah.
Yeah. We're like all around the same age. So like
he's cool.
You know, it's like, oh my God, he's so cool. Like
he used to live here.
Easy. Really?
He used to live in New York. I met him.
He's like totally doesn't strike me as a New York guy. He's very LA now. He's totally LA. Totally, like without question.
First things first, I relate to Jen. I'm also not a food sharer. I don't like to share at restaurants. Are you a food sharer?
Listen, I'm like appetizer and dessert person.
Yeah.
So when I go out to eat and drink, so like I just need like a good drink and I want like a variety of things. Like I don't want to commit to one entree.
Yeah.
That to me is like just boring. Like I would rather like taste this and that and the other and like let's skip dinner. And just give me the good shit, you know, like the dessert and like the chocolate and the fudge and the lava cake. Like, that's really for me. And then like, we could share dessert. So like you get something like tart-like with a little bit of fruit and I'll get the chocolate and then we could switch. The best of both worlds. Jen is just like.
Different personalities for sure. I mean, it's like, but you guys are very different to begin with, but it works, right?
We are like the odd couple. Yes. Yeah. We are so unbelievably different, but like we also are so much alike. At the same time, like the way that we think is very, very similar.
I really like her. Well,
oh, I adore her.
Before we get into all that, I'm so fucking annoyed this week.
Why?
If I hear the words Vanderpump Rules one more fucking time.
Oh my God.
Do you even watch this show? I don't even watch Vanderpump Rules, but all my followers are like, talk about Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, I don't care about a show of like waiters slash actors that all fuck each other. You would think, you would think that it's the first two people that have ever cheated ever in the history of.
You know what? I don't. So I never watched Vanderpump. One of my girlfriends actually from the back in the day was actually like went on a date with Jack, like on the show.
Oh, shit.
Was, I think, the only episode that I ever watched. Honestly, I just knew who they were just from like the media and all this kind of stuff. But my brother is like a hardcore Vanderpump fan. Like, for a while.
The
like,
one that was hardcore. On the episode just this.
Yes.
Okay.
Hardcore. So like, we were on the phone the other day and he's like, so what about like all this VPR drama? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
oh, because he probably, now that you're a Bravo person, like everyone probably thinks like, that you're like, no.
But I did, I actually educated myself before this conversation because I knew it was going to come up to some capacity. And now I'm kind of shocked at this whole thing.
I am a little bit, but it's like, I just, it's like, I don't watch the show though. So like, I don't watch all Bravo shows. I watch like a couple of the Housewives things. And even usually on this podcast, by the way, like we don't even really talk only about usually Housewives. I mean, I'm going to talk about it with you because you're on the show, but like, I don't watch Vanderpump Rules and I just have never really been interested in it. And this isn't going to make me want to watch it. Like all of this talk it online.
I think now I want to. Like, I think now, because I was a bartender and a waitress for a really long time. So like, I kind of know, like, and I've seen a lot of things that happen in that, you know, realm of work. So
it's realistic for sure. Like this happens.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you know, these people have been together for so many years and like you get, they get really comfortable around each other and like, here we are.
Yeah.
But I think now that I've educated myself and now I'm kind of like invested. So I might have to go back and watch now.
Okay. Well, you let me know how it is. You're going to do the work.
I will totally do it. And I'll give you cliff notes and everything.
I should also probably rewind and say, I'm not shitting on like waiter slash actors. Cause hey, I slept with plenty. I was shitting on this particular group of waiter slash actors.
Oh my God.
In West Hollywood. I just do not like this cast of people.
Listen, give it to them. Yeah. But it's making for great TV for the fans of Vanderpump. I have to say, like, this is grade A drama.
You know what it is, though? It's really like we're going on day 7 of it. And people, like I said, are acting like these are the only two people that have ever cheated, ever. And now, okay, so like, I'll go into the comment sections because I'm nosy. Even though I don't watch the show, I'm nosy. I'm in their business. And a lot of the comments have nothing to do with the topic anymore. Now we're just slut shaming. We're weight shaming. It gets really veers off course and it turns into something super ugly. Like I'm all for being like, you're a shitty character. Like these actions are shitty. Like I'm okay for that until you start talking about someone's like physical appearance that has zero to do with what's going on. And it's just like,
oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Oh, we're going
to talk about this to me is like, you could like hate on, you know, something I said or the way I handled something. I mean, listen, really anybody could hate on anything. Let's just be honest. But I feel like it's not a fair fight because there's a million things that I could say about every single person that's leaving negative comments about the way that I look. When these people don't even have profile pictures, it's a cat and it's like peace, love, and namaste. Meanwhile, they're like, you ugly with your shitty nose up. Like, oh wow, this is the first time, Karen. I haven't heard this 1800 times today. Like, get some new material. Like,
my friend Juliet was on here. Have you ever heard of the show Siesta Key on my MTV?
Actually, John lived in Siesta Key for a little bit.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Small world. She was on here and we were talking about this very same thing because she gets a lot of that same kind of hate. And it's so funny. Every time you go to those people's pages, that the ones that are like, you pig, you go to their profile picture. It's like mother of three. It says in their bio, it's like mother of three. It'll say like a Bible verse, treat others as you would. It's like.
Melissa told me that like at the beginning, at the very, very beginning, we first started filming and Joe did too. And they were like, listen, like, these people are just going to like go off on you and you're going to click on their profile and it's going to say exactly that. And I'm like, last night I'm laying there and it's like, Susie Q from Oklahoma, peace, love, and JC. And I'm like, not seeing the peace, love, and JC Susie from Oklahoma, but like, sure, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the game, man.
It is, but you know what? It's different. Like, it's like, oh yeah, like I do have very thick skin. I do. Like, a lot of it really does not bother me. I know who I am. Like, I know what my shortcomings are. I know I have a fucked up nose job. Like, I don't need anybody else to tell me that. It's like taken to another level sometimes.
I would have never thought that you had a fucked up nose job.
It is like a shitty nose job. It is.
But like, I didn't even think that until Jennifer literally said that on the show, and we're going to get into all this. Well, I guess we can get into it now, but it's one thing for like fans to say it, right? Because that's expected. But have you found, I wanted to talk to you about like the Jennifer stuff, because this is kind of the first place that she goes a lot of times, like with, and I want to just preface by saying that Jennifer's been on this podcast. I've known Jennifer. I met her mother. Like, I actually like think she's a lovely woman. Her family's so nice. And I'm friends with Margaret. I try not to get in the middle. Like, I like everybody on the show. I like them for different reasons. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I'm team everybody. But like, I'm finding that like in a lot of these arguments, Jennifer goes to a place that's like inexcusable a lot of the times. And it's like the whole like nose thing. And then the stuff that she says about Margaret. And it's like, I understand that you're upset about some things, but I don't know. I want to get your take on it and what you've experienced.
You know, I have to say that there were a lot of points in this season that I actually like enjoyed Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Like, we really
she's
did like
fun. She's fun.
She is fun. Yeah. Like, and I actually think she's very funny too.
Yeah.
But when it comes to things like that, it's just, in my opinion, not how I fight. That's not, I'm not going to attack the way that somebody looks. Mm-hmm. And even in that situation where like, watching it back, I'm like, I should have just said the same thing to her. I'm glad I didn't.
No, because it's
not me. It's out of character for who I am. I don't do low blows like that. And that's like, that's her thing. And that's like her fighting style and the way that she handles her stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't play like that, you know. But her and Margaret, you know, the whole, you know, cheating, like all of this stuff with her and Bill that came out, it just like struck a chord for her, and rightfully so. Like, I see it where she's coming from. And even, you know, in the first episode where, you know, I say to her that like, that I thought it was hypocritical of, you know, what she had done. I apologized to her after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the hurt. Like, I get where she's coming from. And the low blows, though, it's extremely hard to watch. And it's crazy because watching last night's episode, like, and I was talking about this with Jen Fessler this morning, it was like, it doesn't even translate through TV how intense that argument actually was in real life. Like, I wanted to die. Like, I was like, this is so horrible. Like, in both directions. Like,
and it's like the middle of the day in someone's backyard.
Screaming. Like, Jen's neighbor was literally in the front lawn, like, you guys, I'm calling the cops. Like, it was like, because people were parked all over the place and then were like screaming like lunatics in the backyard. And that day was like such a bad filming day for me because I was like up with the baby the night before. I was just coming off like the housewarming party. Like, I was in postpartum, like on top of all of this.
And
I'm like, these late, like, is this what I have to look forward to?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my God, these new girls. And they're like only a couple of weeks into filming. Oh my God. A
couple weeks. I was like fresh out the womb in the housewife world. And I'm like, what in the mother hell is this?
Well, speaking of, let's rewind real quick. I want to talk about how the show found you or you found the show. I know it's kind of explained a bit briefly, but just for the people listening, maybe who kind of missed it on the show, can you tell us about how you ended up on the show? I always find that so interesting, right? Because like, knowing Margaret, I know Margaret originally was supposed to be on, I think it was like season 5 or something like that, or 7, something like that. And then, you know, everything is perfect. Like, what is it? It's meant to happen when it's supposed to happen, right?
Timing is everything. Everything. Yeah.
Did they come to you previously?
So I was actually 30 something weeks pregnant. I was like so pregnant. I was getting a pedicure. I was like my last pregnancy pedicure. Mm. And I didn't know there was like a message request folder on Instagram. So I'm getting a pedicure and I click on, I didn't know that. Like, welcome, Rachel. Yeah. So I clicked on it and it was from this girl named Nina. And it was like this huge paragraph. And like, I just read through it and it was, they were casting for Real Housewives of New Jersey. And she was wanted to know if I was interested in doing like a preliminary phone call just to see. Mm-hmm. And then from there, like I gave birth just a couple weeks after that. So I was like super pregnant. I think I was literally 38 weeks pregnant when I, wow. when I like actually interviewed for the show.
Okay.
And then I didn't really hear anything for a while.
Okay.
And then they came to my house and did an interview, and then like that was it. But it was very fast, but it was also like I didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah.
They were kind of like, oh yeah, like we're gonna pass you on. I'm like, all right, but what's going on? Like I have a 3-week old here. I have executives like sitting at my dining room table, like I have a diaper on. Like, you know, it's like it was a lot to like be stressed about at the same time, you know, and like, you know, you're, you know, you're potentially could be on TV. So then the other side of it is like, all right, well, I need to like get my ass in gear. Yeah. Like I need to be in front of a camera. So that was like the other part of it, but it happened like very organically. I mean, I have true organic connections to the cast. Like I know some of the women. Mm-hmm. So that was really it. Very simple.
We were talking a bit about social media and just kind of like how that goes. One thing that kills it for me every season, because I've loved the show just because, you know, the women, but also like I'm Italian. Like it just reminds me of women that I grew up with too. But it's like this fan base is like none other. Like, obviously, you.
Bro.
Right? It's like, but one thing that gets me that ruins it for the season, because like it could be such a easy, light, fun show if you took out the internet aspect of it. I almost want to like mute on Twitter, like anything mentioning Jersey.
I don't even go on. So if anybody's adding like, me and dragging me, like go right ahead. Because
they're not.
I'm not
that I'm
at
seeing.
It.
Yeah. But it wouldn't even fucking matter, right? It's just like, what is the saying?
It literally
my
doesn't.
Grandmother,
so...
My grandmother always says, empty wagons make the most noise.
So, amen.
Right.
I love it. I love it. It's so true because, I mean, also for me, something that I've learned very quickly is that ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
So
that's true too.
The less
I
know,
dumb
the
and
happier
happy.
I am.
Dumb and happy. That's my thing for the new year. I said, I'm just going to be dumb and happy this year. That's it. I don't want to know.
Steal that. It's true though. It really is true. It's like, I just don't pay attention. Yeah. I just, whatever, like whatever it's going to be, it's going to be with the fan base for Jersey. And, you know, I obviously, I don't know how to compare it to others. I just know it from my perspective of what I see. Like, I love Orange County, Salt Lake City. Like I watched some of the other franchises and I just feel like, you know, there's things that happen that like, obviously Jen Shaw, like get blown up.
Yeah.
But I feel like if Melissa coughs in New Jersey,
that's
it's
what
like,
I was
holy
just going to say.
Shit.
It's like, Melissa is the antichrist. If you would think on
it's
like
so crazy. It's crazy. And you know what? Like, listen, we all have made mistakes. We've all done things I'm sure we would be willing to own throughout the season. But like, guys, we filmed it. It was a show. We can't, like, I can't change it in real time. None of us can. So like, let's just, whatever, be opinionated about it. That's why one of the reasons reality TV exists, right? Because we all have different opinions. Mm-hmm. But like, we don't need to like pin people to the cross here.
Yeah, it's
to, like,
just
prove
a show.
A point.
It's just a show.
They're very passionate, but listen, we appreciate them.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. With the Melissa hate, it's really frustrating because I feel like the longer that I watch her on the show, I'm not like a Melissa stan by any stretch of the imagination, but it's like I also don't understand the hate that she gets, the vitriol that she gets online, and I quite enjoy watching her on the show. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't get it. I don't get the hate.
And Marge is getting a lot too now.
Yo, it's literally insane.
It's the Teresa fans. They decide on something, and once someone kind of gets on Teresa's bad side, it's there's no coming back. It's like,
this is the thing: is that like the point of the show is to like express your opinions, and if that causes conflict, like that's what the show is based on.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we all just didn't say anything and all got along, there'd be no show.
Yeah.
So at some point it's circumstantial. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But it's like the point of the show is to like bring it.
Yeah.
So
my issue with things right now is that I feel like, so what's happened right now is that you and Danielle and Jen Fessler have been introduced to the show, obviously to kind of make a fresher, newer Jersey that's supposed to be a bit lighter. And I feel like some people on the cast are really stuck on holding grudges and bringing up old shit when they're just bringing us backwards. It's like, Margaret can only apologize so many times for something until we're talking about stuff from the past and you're digging and you're digging for dirt. And this is like not normal behavior. This is like people that have things to do in their normal lives don't have time to meet up with people's, you know what I mean?
It's well, like, our friendships have to be like, look, when you look at it from the perspective of like Jennifer and Margaret, it has to be progressive to some aspect. Like we can't watch them, you know, just be in the same spot, like just treading in water over and over and over, like, and just tearing each other apart. Like this is, there's nothing to watch here. You know what I mean? It's just, they're just screaming at each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, Margaret said that she was genuine in her apology and she wanted to move forward with her, and that Jennifer wasn't willing to do that. And I don't even know where to, what do you do with that? Like, what do you do? I don't know. Like, and you know, so she's going to just keep holding grudges. She's an Aries. Like me, Melissa, Jennifer, we're all Aries on the cast. We all hold grudges. So she is a true Aries, man. Like that woman is holding on to what she wants, and she is not, she's like a dog with a bone. And I get it. She's passionate about it and she's hurt and it affected her children. And I get where she's coming from. But if you can't move forward from it, then don't say you're going to move forward from it. Just stand in your truth and own where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Side note, I just talked to Margaret today. She's going to Europe, right? She's like in a couple of days. That's not to give her tea away. I mean, well,
wait,
it'll be all over Instagram, but.
Do you know that my last name in Portuguese means fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
I love that. Fuda. I love that.
Because, yeah. She,
tell her.
Are we supposed to, wait, are we supposed to say where she's traveling to? But yeah. She,
I don't know. I don't think it doesn't matter, right? I guess. Yeah. She'll post it anyways.
So. She'll tag it probably.
This is going to come out a week from now anyway. She's going like,
okay, good. Yeah, okay,
so perfect. By the time.
No, a fan tagged me in a comment and they were like, I can't take Rachel seriously because her last name means fucking Portuguese.
I love that. That's perfect.
And I was like, stop it. And I Googled it and they were right.
Are you born in Jersey?
I was born in Long Island.
Okay. What part of Long Island?
Manhasset.
Is that north? Is that North Shore?
I don't know.
South? You don't know? Oh, you don't know?
No, I literally don't know. I literally don't know. I'm so confused by the Long Island geography. I can't even tell you. My mom like grew up. It's such a shame because my mom's whole side's still out there. Are you from Long Island?
No, but I know it pretty well. It's like, I know the North Shore. I dated someone from the South Shore. I know Fire Island. I know the Hamptons. Okay. So,
Fire Island and the Hamptons, I got. Yeah. But like, my mom grew up in Plainview, which ironically enough is also where Jennifer Aydin grew up.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I know that's kind of closer to Queens. Okay.
So it's not like so far into the island. It's only like, I think it was like 45 minutes to an hour from like where I grew up. But yeah, I was born in New York and then we moved to Jersey when I was, I think four.
Okay.
Four.
Okay.
So.
And so before the show, you were entered yourself into a bikini bodybuilding competition. That's how you met Brittany, who is Frank Sr.'s girlfriend. And that's how you know Dolores. Shout out Dolores. We love her. Teresa was in a bikini bodybuilding contest. Did you guys ever cross paths that way? Were you guys?
No,
ever
I think I competed like way before.
Okay.
She did. I think I think, oh my God, we're going back years ago. I don't even remember.
Yeah. She did that like season 9 or season 8 or something like that. What did you think of her?
I give her a lot of credit.
That's crazy, right? To do such a short period of time and like.
Short period of time. Let me tell you something that I say all the time. I don't know if I could do it with kids.
Yeah.
It is.
She's 4 kids. Yeah.
I was in college still when I did it. So I was already on a regimen. I already had a schedule to follow. It was very easy for me to do. I mean, as easy as bikini bodybuilding can be. But doing this with children and like outside responsibilities and even like events to attend and things like that, like that's film, the really shitty part, like,
and drinking that, and stuff like that, if there's alcohol around and you've got four daughters, it's just like, that's a person, that's a type of personality that has like a very,
it's a lot of willpower.
Maybe prison can do that to you. I don't know, maybe like, maybe,
oh,
it's
my,
like,
god,
that's not a shade thing at all. No, but I just like, maybe it's regiment, because it's pretty regimented schedule there, who knows. But it's like,
from what Dolores says, if Teresa puts her mind to something, she does it.
Yeah,
she does seem very strong-minded and strong-willed in pretty much all aspects of her life. And I will say that she balances a lot of what's on her plate. It's actually, I had private conversations with her about it. Like my daughter was 2.5, 3 months old. I don't even remember when we started filming the show. I'm like, how did you do this with four kids? I literally said that to her. I'm like, four.
Yeah.
Babe, like, they were little. I'm like, how the hell? And she's like, I don't know how I did it. She straight up was like, I just did it. I didn't think about it.
You know what? I feel like the obligations were a lot different when she first started. The show's probably turned into a different monster. And then once about 3 or 4 seasons in, her kids are basically growing up on the show. So they know what it is. So it's not as, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's probably, you coming in is probably a whole different circus than
crazy.
That's what I would imagine.
I do think that in the beginning, though, their seasons were like longer. Like, they used to film for longer periods of time, like way longer. So I would prefer to do it like, let's short and like compact all of this instead of like dragging it out for 7 months.
Especially during the summer when the kids are out of school. What
and it's nice here.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to go to work. Tell me about Teresa. Did you really get to know her? Because obviously I think that you are really, you're good friends with Melissa. Did that kind of hamper any kind of chances of building bridges with the other team? I hate to say fucking team. This is what I meant to say earlier.
I know.
About
it's annoying.
It's the social media aspect of it too, right? Because it's like, people come on
a lot
and it's like, oh, we know who she's going to be friends with. So team, it's like, and this is what makes shows unfun to watch, is when it's like always so stagnant and, I don't know.
I completely agree that it's, you know, it's also tough to come into a cast like that because it feels like very, you know, if you're friends with me, you can't be friends with her, but nobody says that.
Yeah.
Nobody
because they don't want to say,
but you feel the air, you can feel the energy. So, you know, that's definitely hard. But when it comes to Teresa, I think she was, in the beginning of the season, she was very nice to me. She called me. She gave me a lot of really good advice.
Mm-hmm.
She helped me out with a couple of things, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
As the season progressed, I feel like she wasn't like giving me a fair shot. I mean, I've said it before.
Yeah.
She responded and said that like she thought she gave me a fair shot. I just feel like I was just there, like, and she was just there.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't feel the need to like, you know, try to get to know me or anything about me. Like, there was no depth to our friendship, you know, like, whereas like somebody like Margaret, you know, she could tell you like, you know, what grades my kids are in, you know what I mean? Like if they're in school or whatever.
They're just very different people too. Yeah.
But Teresa's the other thing.
Might be one of those people where it doesn't really kind of feels like she's seen so many people come and go. So it's harder to build. It probably takes a season and then she'll see your back and then she's like, she's not
good. But I also kind of feel like, being Melissa's friend and knowing, I'm assuming that she knew John and Joe were friends, that it kind of just puts me in a corner. And I don't blame her for it, by the way. Like, I feel like I would probably have done the same goddamn thing. Like, it just sucks because, you know, she now has a blended family. I have a blended family. My son is the same age, I think, as Melania, I think. Mm-hmm. I think he's a year younger. So there are things that we do have in common.
Yeah.
So, and that we could have like connected on and all that kind of stuff. So I don't blame her, but it is what it is. I'm not going to beg for somebody's friendship. If she wants to get to know me, then I would be happy to get to know her. But that was not the case.
Yeah. Who was the most welcoming to you joining?
That's a great question. I would say Margaret and Dolores.
Okay. Makes sense. Dolores is that way to, you know what I mean? She's just that kind of person. Is there any part of the process that surprised you the most? that once you started, you
how real it is.
Yeah. Okay.
I swear there was times I would be looking at the producers like, wait, did that actually, like, I was so confused because I'm like, is this actually happening right now? Or like, did you guys have anything to do with this? And they're like, no, ask her. And I'm like, ask her what? Like, how does she not know? Like, it was hard for me to like realize like, okay, they're not joking. Like, this is like, they are dead serious.
Yeah.
And like get your head in the game kind of thing. I think that was like the biggest adjustment for me was like, okay, this is how like this goes here.
Yeah.
Figuring out, it's like starting a new job, honestly. Yeah. It's like starting a new job. It's like, okay, like these coworkers get along. You can go to this coworker for that. And like, you know, you talk about this. This is what time we take lunch. It was like the same growing pains with the show. It was like, oh, okay. Like, who's showing up an hour and a half late for, you know, a lunch that was supposed to be had, like things like that.
Who surprised you the most, whether it's good or bad?
Danielle.
Okay. You didn't know Danielle at all before, right?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't know her. I had never met her before.
You met at the roller skating rink?
Met her at the roller skating party, yes.
I was supposed to go to that. It was in Staten Island, right?
Oh my God, it was so far.
Far, right? I was supposed to go. So and then far. I was like, you know what? The day of, I was like, I love you, Margaret. It was Margaret's, right? No, it was Melissa's, but Margaret invited
Melissa.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was actually a lot of fun. Like that party was great. Mm-hmm. But I was like on the way there because it was like rush hour and everything. I'm like, fuck roller skating. Yeah. Like, take me back to New Jersey.
Yeah.
That party was fun. But Danielle, I think, surprised me because I had been following her on social media before I met her.
Okay.
And I started to kind of like put this idea in my head together of like who she like was.
You
just followed based
her because
on...
you knew she was around or you
there
had
was
just
something
like randomly...
that got leaked. No, okay. Something got leaked about casting. And I was like, well, I'll follow her. And I follow Jen Fessler too, like in the process.
I'm the same. So I'm like, I'm nosy. I got to know.
I just wanted to like see what was going on, you know, you know, what am I dealing with here? So I followed her and I actually muted her on her stories because I muted her on her stories. I didn't mute her posts. I muted her stories because I wanted if she was going to be on the show and I was going to meet her and we were going to, you know, do this together, I wanted to get to know her for who she was, not who she appeared to be.
Yeah.
And I'm actually glad I did that because I really did start to like form my own opinions about her before I met her. When I started catching myself, I was like, all right, forget it. And I met her and she was funny and like she was fun to be around and she wasn't obnoxious and like all the things that are on her Instagram stories. And I guess that's also very telling for all of us because you only see a glimpse into somebody's life and their day and they choose what to show you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was surprised by her the most. You know, we got along pretty well. We clicked pretty well. And we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. Going forward to that lunch that just happened. So that aired last night. You guys are listening. Is this today's Wednesday? Yeah, today's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Who knows? That lunch was fucking nuts, obviously. Oh, at Jen Fessler's, God. It was like the Southern Comfort lunch thing,
which we totally missed the mark on, like explaining what was happening with that. I mean, we're all dressed like Southern idiots, and like I feel like it was not communicated that like she sent out an invitation with a cowboy boot on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was supposed to be like a country themed thing. Mm-hmm. Were you getting that
because of the cuisine? And she mentioned it. She mentioned it once, but it wasn't like a thing.
It was totally a thing in real life, by the way, just for the record.
What's always so funny about these things too, I joke about Jersey. It's like, you'll see people, we're getting together for a lunch, but people don't realize this is like a Wednesday at like 1 p.m. It's like when most people are at work or like, I don't know if this is necessarily the case for this lunch, but.
It was totally a weekday. Fighting at Posh
on like a weekday in a strip mall off of Route 6 at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's like.
It's true.
But. What also is really funny for these things too, like people don't realize is that when you're doing these like lunches and dinners, nobody eats. People don't eat.
Annoying.
They'll like pick.
No, it's
they don't
like really
be...
annoying. And you know why?
Because it looks bad.
You know
when
why?
You're... Why?
No, because we have to talk for the show.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Nobody wants to eat because no one wants to miss an opportunity to say something.
So you're just staring at this food.
No, but Melissa's actually like notorious for this, and it's really funny because she's got it down to a science. She gets there, inhales all her food, and then she's done.
That's good. That's smart. That's smart. And you're drinking on a full stomach. See?
You know what, though? I'm not that kind of eater. I want to pick, you know? I want to try all the different things. Like, Melissa just commits and just houses her food, and then we just carry on with the scene. And then the rest of us are sitting there after, and we're like, okay, should we go to McDonald's? Like, we're all starving.
Yeah. I love that. And bring Tupperware in your car, too.
Yes.
To go.
Absolutely. Any time, like, we're at a restaurant, whatever, we always get our food to go. And we eat in the car at home.
Because the dinner is just for drinking and fighting.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or like if I'm with Jen Fessler, just for drinking and talking shit.
Who's the funnest to drink with?
I think Melissa.
Okay. And then she's kind of got that. She's got that like reputation. And Jen is fun. Yeah.
Jen is so fun, but she gets like feisty when she
drinks. Yeah, she is. Yeah. And Margaret doesn't drink, but
Margaret drank with me. She drank with me this season. You'll see it.
Great. Okay.
I couldn't believe it. I took a picture to send to Joe B. I couldn't believe it. I was like, "Are you having a sip of alcohol?"
That's amazing.
And she's like with her little glass and like, I have the picture.
How long was that lunch? Because obviously like a lot of insults were hurled. You can never tell in Housewives world, like how long a dinner is or a lunch, because it seems like it just pops off right away. But are you guys sitting there for like 2 hours and this happens, or with this crew,
it probably could happen after.
I
don't even think it was that long. I mean, I would say like the housewarming party was hours.
Okay.
That was like that was a longer event. And you can even tell because like the sun sets throughout the scene. Mm-hmm. And even the calendar shoot, same thing. This was, I want to say, we were sitting at that table. It had to have been maybe an hour and a half, if I had to guess. Okay. It wasn't that long. Yeah. Like for a group event like that, that
enough
really
to get the cops called. So like a weekday at like noon.
Oh my God.
Teresa telling anybody to look at Margaret's track record is laughable to me. It's like, be fucking for real. Like, and you don't have to say anything because I don't want you to get in trouble, but it's like, fucking, it's like, I like Teresa, but it's like, come on. It's like, Teresa, you every single season for the past 13 years, you have fought with at least one or two people, at least.
Mm-hmm. I think, was she referencing the friend thing though? Where she like, like Margaret, that's what she was referencing.
She's had friends that she's fallen out with, right? But the same thing has happened with Teresa and Jacqueline, Teresa and Danielle Staub, twice Danielle Staub, Teresa and... It's like, you know,
I'm like sitting here and I'm going through the Rolodex in my head as like you're naming all these off. It's just so interesting too, because when you're like in these conversations and you know, you're like, and for example, that exact conversation at Valentina's like birthday party, I'm holding my daughter and I'm listening to what she's saying, but it's like to reach back into that.
Yeah.
Like it's not at the front of my head.
Yeah.
So to like reference those things, that's actually really hard too, because I was really trying to like hear them out and like listen to what they were saying, because mm-hmm. I really, there to me was no sides. Like I wanted to get to know Teresa and Jennifer for who they were, not for what was going on with the girls I was spending time with, but I wanted to get to know them. And I honestly stand by that.
Yeah.
But you know, things happen.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, look at the track record for every single person in this friend group. I mean, at some point or another, it's happened, right?
Yeah, exactly. I want to talk a bit more about the Melissa Teresa of it all, because you've known Melissa for a while and you just met Teresa for filming. So when Teresa kind of goes through stuff on the show, you kind of have a different take on it because you kind of understand Melissa's side a bit. And I want to talk about dispelling some of that stuff or whatever you can. And we'll talk about that on the bonus. I want you to right now, let everyone know where to follow you on social media. And I mean, what have you have going on outside of the show right now?
Don't I have going on in regard to what do you want to know? What do you want to know?
I don't know anything. Do you have any appearances coming up?
Yes. I have an appearance this Saturday in Spring Lake, New Jersey. It's actually, so a new restaurant owner bought it. They renovated the whole thing. They turned an event space into a speakeasy.
Okay.
So I'll be there for dinner, and then I'm going to be hosting their grand reopening party at the speakeasy right next door.
Love it.
So that's Saturday. And then I'm so excited because I am doing an appearance for a children's author that my daughter loves. And I'm so excited about it. It's at the Paramus Park Mall in Paramus at the end of the month.
Go visit Jane Aiden.
Oh, wow. Well,
can see it. She's maybe. Right across the parking lot.
Maybe not.
Talks about how she can see the parking
lot. I drive past Aiden Plastic Surgery every single day. You know that?
Yeah.
I did pick up my daughter from school. And other than that, you know, I got my kids, I got my husband, we're running our business still. It's funny because I was on the phone with Anthony last night, my publicist, and he's like, what are you doing? And it was like 11:30. I'm like, I'm doing payroll, Anthony. Like,
yeah,
I'm working. And he's like, you're such a hard worker, Rachel Fuda. And I'm like, well, it's the hustle, baby. Like, we got to make this happen, you know?
Yeah.
Rome wasn't built in a day. Every day we got to keep working harder, but just trying to stay above water, you know?
Yeah. Did they tell you yet when you're going to be on Watch What Happens?
I got my date.
You got your date. You probably can't say it just yet, right? They've got to announce it. You could tell me off.
I mean,
and then, well,
yeah,
coming soon.
They didn't say. Yeah, I mean, very soon. It's
okay. Guys, go to the bonus episode. We're going to talk about some stuff there. I'm going to play superlatives with Rachel for the cast, and we're going to talk about some whatever she can tell me about behind the scenes. Tea, juice, whatever. And you guys know where to find me, Pet Shop Boy, on Instagram. To subscribe to the bonus episode, go to patreon.com/thebeelist. And we'll see you on the B side. Bye, guys.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.